So I opened up Rav Yossi. The entire first sugya was a complicated sugya, very complex sugya. Where the wall is, what the purpose of the wall is. Ayin Nachlas David, Ayin Rashi, Ayin Tosfos, Ayin Balmor, Ayin Ramban, Ayin Rashba, good. But what's the Nekudas HaMachloikas between the Tanoim? So the Gemara doesn't really jump in directly and say, B'mayka Miflagi. The Gemara presents a fascinating Machloikas of the Amoroi. And the Gemara says as follows. Skip. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, good. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Hakol Lefi Mashigodar, Chiya Barav Amar Hakol Lefi Dmei Konim Bezol. The Gemara presents, wait a second, no matter how much you're paying and when you're paying, okay, I don't want to get into that yet, okay, who's paying what and what's the Machlokes HaTanaim, that's not what the Gemara wants to discuss right away. It's going to discuss it in a second. But the Gemara says, what are you paying? What are you paying? When I now come to you and I say, pay up, I put fences up over here. So now the Gemara has two options. Rav Huna says he's got to pay up what I did. Lefi Masha Goder. Means if I used what? Classic, strong, geshmaka fence, right? Good, solid bricks. Then you got to pay that up, right? We all know from the first part of the Masechta, Rabbi Yossi, right? Is that there's different materials. There's different materials, okay? That's, by the way, for the new guys, that's about all I'm quoting from the beginning of the Masechta in this sugya, okay? I know last sugya was a little hard because I kept on referencing back different shtikl Torah that we discussed. Fine. But they're different materials. Or, Dr. Bechia, name. Bechia says, Yifei Lefi, to make Konim Bezul. Go to Bed Bath and Beyond. Look at the different materials. There's Shvach materials and there's good materials. There's good houses, there's sturdy houses, and there's not sturdy houses. It's all a matter of price, right? Everybody say, this is the best sugya to learn right now when the prices are going up the wazoo, right? This is mamish, this is all nafkaminas lalacha. What are you going to build your house with? You build a house with brick, Rabbi Yossi, is going to be much more expensive than you're building your house with wood. Brick is more expensive. Good? Zokta Mara Tana, the Mishnah says, Hamakib Schaveru Mishalash Ruchosa Vigadar, so Rishana Vesashni, Vesashliyash, Ain Mechaivenoso. Sound familiar? First three walls, you're not Chayiv. Haravias Mechaivenoso, but on the fourth wall, you're Chayiv. Also, Ema Seifa, then the Seifa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imamad Vigadar, Saravias, Megalon of Asakol. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the Nakudas Machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama? Gemara uses this Machloikis Amoram as a segue to understand Machlokes Tanoim, to understand the Machlokes Amoron. Bishlam l'Rav Huna da'amar ha'kol lefi masher gadar, if you understand that it's the physical way that you built it, ha'inu de'ika bein Tanakam Rav Yossi. Now I understand there's a Machlokes between Tanakam Rav Yossi. Tanakam b'savar ha'kol lefi mei konem zol, and in u'masher gadar lo, Rav Yossi savar ha'kol lefi masher gadar. Meaning, the Machlokes Tanoim, now I have a hezber ha'machlokes. Why? Because there are two options on the table. Either to make konim bezol or lefi masher gadar. Rabbi Yossi's machmer and he says you have to pay the amount I pay. And Rabbi Tanakama holds no, you could pay even the cheapest amount. That's the nekudas hamachlokes. We found the nekudas hamachlokes. Oh, but if you hold what that your starting point, your baseline is what, like Rabbi Chiya, that's to make konim bezol. So I just lost the hezber hamachlokes. And now I don't understand what possibly could be the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. That's the Gemara's kashe. If you're not going to pay to make konim bezol, there's nothing else to pay. Adam, there's something else to pay?
No, why is it after that? Why is it not like a take of two rabbi?
Because I have an answer.
Isn't there another answer?
No. Let's read the Gemara. Gemara says, Iba Yisema, I'm answering. I have different alternative answers. But starting,
no, good, right?
No, Iba Yisema means you. If you want to say like this, but I'm going to give alternative answers. You're right. Iba Yisema sometimes is on an original Shaila, and the Gemara was rejecting the first approach. But over here, the Gemara is introducing that I'm going to have a few approaches to this Kasha. You have a bomb Kasha in Reb Chiya Barav. I have a few alternative answers. What are the few alternative answers? Ibo yisema agar natira ikav inayo. Tanakam asavar agar natira in, dmeikonim bezol lo, Rabbi Yosef Rosi asavar, dmeikonim bezol. Said the Gemara, say, not so fast. You think your only two options of payment are what? In Bed Bath & Beyond? Of what? Paying dmeikonim bezol or paying what? Masha Gadar? You're wrong. I have a third option. What's the third option? Get a babysitter. Agar natira. Get a shomer. How much you would pay not to have a fence at all? Much cheaper. $9.99 per hour. Great. Schmack. What? My daughter's learning in school. Myridik. Her halacha series, it's called. I want to do this in my shul. Halachas of babysitting. Do you know how many shilas there are in babysitting? Ribis. Loisolin. Lavim deraisa. It's chazer. Loisolin. Delaying payment. Yichud. Kenevis Das, poking around, all these things. Rabbi, come on, you're so charif. What is this? These are real halachas. They're lavim in the Torah. It's chazer. I'm charif. Babysitting, why? Babysitting so powerful. Come on, it's an innocent kid. But there might be yichud. Valdik. Might really love it. No, don't ask kashas on that.
No.
Yeah. I didn't say anything yet. I just read the Gemara.
I don't
understand this Gemara. I hope David's asking this.
According to Rav Chiya, Shimon is paying Reuven, if that wall was built with the cheapest material possible, he's paying for half of that?
Not according to what we just said.
I'm saying before the Shomer thing.
Before the Shomer thing, yeah.
Meaning, I could have built it with the nicest thing. Shimon,
yeah, Reuven, yeah, yeah, built, yeah, it, and I'm paying. You can't mon me for that. Okay. Sorry, that's your tough. You live a certain lifestyle, that's great, that's good for you, but I don't care.
Okay.
Why are we not saying like a Kol Kamina Gamadina in this case? Like, why are we not saying there's set material that would have to be built? If we're saying it's Hezgeria, then of course it would have
that's
to
be built. That's a priority. That's when we're going to do things together. But once you're now going to mun me after you did it, you can't mun me for that. That's another thing. But I was trying to answer also according to Balamor. Nice. I had to hop that sit quick. Chevre! I don't understand this Gemara B'chla.
What does the Shmir do for you?
I don't understand this Gemara B'chla. And you all read through this, Rabbi Say. Let me tell you something, Rabbi Say, about this shear. Okay? Check out the shear. Listen to this. Let me tell you about this shear. We build. Like I said at the end of yesterday, we built off of the first shear of the Zman, when we spoke about that Shtikal Torah and the Tur and the Parisha. Right? We build. Okay? We build off every sugya. You can't learn today's sugya without yesterday's sugya. What's my kasha, Rabbi Say? I have a bomb kasha in this sugya. I love this kasha, and I don't really have a good teretz to this kasha. But it's a bomb kasha. Sometimes, Rabbi Say, you don't need to see all the makaris to have a good seder. You just have to learn the Gemara with an open head. And just say, Cheshbon, what's going on over here? What did Gemara just say? I have a kasha according to Reb Chiya Barav. I have a kasha according to Reb Chiya Barav. I don't have an explanation what the machloek is Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is. And for the Gemara, no, you do. Why? Because you thought that the only two options of payments are what? Are the fim asher gadar or dmei konim bezol? And for the Gemara, there's a third option. Agar natira, you can be a shomer. You could be a shomer. Not a shomer at my wedding. You could be a shomer.
That's what we're talking about.
Why?
What does that have to do with anything? What do you mean? You built a wall.
What do you mean? Protecting. Another build option of protecting. I can say you can't mun me because I had a new option that was cheaper. Whoa. What? Kasandinan? What?
How does that help, Hezek?
Myra Dick! That's what I'm talking about! Gevaldik! Chasandinan! Amazing! You hear what he asked? You see the shlemus that happens after you get married? Gevaldik! Mamash like the Maral, like a new Beria Chadosha! That's why we say Shema Brach, we talk about Yitzhiras HaOdom! He was born in Mechadosh! Gevaldik! That's a kasha. Did you hear that kasha? If you learn the sugya like who? Like the Balmor? Like the Nachlas David in Das Rashi? This Gemara makes no sense! We should really just close the Gemara and go to the next sugya. I don't know the Teretz. This speaks and says Gneiva, Shein Beregel all over it, doesn't it? This is a Kasher Rabbi Yisai. that I leave you all with to think about for Shabbos and a long weekend. Because we're not going to have Shir Sunday, Monday. This is a kasha that I want the roots into. Sammy, you're not masking? You're not buying it?
No, I'm trying to figure out what the answer is.
You like, but you let the kasha register.
Nah, I have the question.
Give Tzvi credit where credit is due. Say mazel tov. Is that true? So Noam's saying that you could have now a big chiddush. Shmira works for Hezekiah.
If you see that, it just doesn't bother me so much.
What, my kasha?
Yeah.
His simcha, the chasana. Yeah.
The way that my Karus and I learned the Ramban in
what Ramban?
In yesterday, in his second svara.
Oh yeah.
He was saying that even in Das Rashi,
yeah,
it could be a Sheen and Regel. He wasn't saying that the Makif is building it in L'Shem, Sheen, Regel. He's just saying, since it's a Malkum Shalonogu, you can't say that the Hano that the Nikov gets is Al Tezagriya, because he wasn't Makbid on that.
Okay.
So the he's Nene, okay. Al Sheen, Regel.
Good.
So I'm doing the same thing here.
What?
All Rashi's saying is that the Makif built it, Pnimi. He built a Pnimi stick of wall for Hezekiah, but the Hana of the Nikov is Al Shein Beregel. So it makes sense. He has to pay him Agar Nitir.
I don't think that Nachas Dov was saying that. Nachas Dov was saying was Hana was Al the Hezekiah. We were deciding the dimensions of the wall based on that. According to you, how could you say that? It's not the dimensions.
Makif built the Arba Amos Dika wall because he wanted to be Masalik Hezekiah. But that doesn't mean that the Nikov has to pay Domim Al Tezekiah. His Hana is Al Shein Beregel.
You learned that the Nachas Dova was saying that the Hana was Al Shein Beregel?
The Mechames
is saying what he...
And the Balamor?
I think that's what the Ramban said. That the Hana for the Nikov is Shein Beregel. Because he's not Makbid. He doesn't care about Tezekiah. So Mitzad, the Nikov, I'll give you Agar Netira.
You see the Ramban in Mechames?
No.
No.
I mean, they happen to be very similar.
But he says that to defend the Balamor. When he defends the first.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The Im Toimar.
Yeah. Like when he has...
My purpose and my chisaron is Al Tzein Beregel. Because you couldn't be Machai of me, Al Tzezekriya, because Makam Shalai Nogu. Aber Yer Hana... I'm sorry, Fraker, you're saying, my purpose was Al Tzezekriya. But your Hana is Lamaisa, your garden. Which is really what Sammy said yesterday in the Balamor also to answer your kasha. At the end of the day, once there's a fourth wall...
I'm not saying it wasn't your kasha.
No. Meaning, this really was what came out of Shir at the end of Shir yesterday. Right? Because... We nailed the Balamor. I don't want to confuse everyone right now, but we nailed the Balamor yesterday, and we said Hakefi Yaseira, the Rash was not going to work because he neutralized because of Ben's Ha'ara, because he neutralized. He said, you don't need a wall. You don't need a wall for what? For the outer circumference, because I don't care about the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. That was the Lashon of the Balamor, right? So then I said, so you can never say, like Ben said, you can never say Hakefi Yaseira according to the Balamor. So Sammy said, no, why? You could say a Kefi Yisera according to Balamor, just not for the reason the Balamor spoke about, which was Hezekiah of the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. But there could still be a Shmira of the Shasarab.
On the
Chitzon. So the Mele Kefi Yisera could be for that.
The Balamor says it's a Malkum Shanog.
No.
Yeah, but they don't care.
Yeah, but we just said maybe there was an additional wall there. So your Taina was, he said there's no additional wall because people don't put up walls. So Sammy pointed out, all he said was, people don't put up extra walls for what reason? For Hezekiah reasons. He never addressed the reason of Shmira, maybe he is getting an ADT system, and then maybe you could apply the Rashba and the Hakev Yisera. I hear, you have to say something like what Julian's saying, that even according to the Ashitas, that are holding what? That the wall was built for the purpose of Hezekiah, over my Hana is what? Is what? And therefore, now the Gemara can talk about Agar Nedir. Unless you say like Noam, that
Hezek Riya, you could have a Shimer for that?
If you see Hezek Riya as like Ayin Hara, where it requires a stock list, then maybe I think we're
You want a Taina, this is totally on the Chakira of the Rishayna, whether Chazaka, the Riff and the Rashba and the Rimagash. Sorry, guys. I couldn't hold back. I'm sorry. Sorry for the new guys. You want a Taina, then it's totally on that Lumbus. If it's Isser, then you have Shmira. I don't know, that's a little fancy.
No, I'm saying the Mamash and Stockless.
I hear.
Can you also say?
Yeah. I think this is kind of contrast, but no, I'm saying is that it's impossible at the end of the day for a Shomer to police what other people are doing on their own surrounding fields when they're looking left, right. They're always looking to his
field. I hear.
To go along with what Avron's saying, like, right, the Rambam said that we have the Dalet Amos, the Tenth Vachim, but the concept of to be Nitzas Lav Kaganev, he sees it and he stops.
I think it's a shtickle.
In Avisha, it's one time a year.
Whatever it is, I like the cat. Sometimes, everybody says, you got to walk away from a sugya, Lamaisa, like Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger ended up in a lot of horrors on the sugya and say Tzarechin Gobel. I think we have some Terutzim. Sometimes the cash is better than Teretz. Actually, I should change that, rephrase that. Most of the times in life, the kasha is going to be better than the teretz, okay? I enjoy the first day of sugyas when I ask the kashas. I don't enjoy as much the teretz, okay? Sometimes you have a shtickle Torah, you have a vart, you have a gshmak, great. But like, most of the time, the kashas are better than life. And that's what life is. Life is a bunch of kashas. Life is a bunch of kashas, right? We have tekus, right? And what Nachum Breslov said, we say the kinas, right? To bring a tikkun to all those tekus. Right, that's. Everybody, see, ever chop that? The reason you say kinas on Tisha B'Av is to bring a tikkun, which is the oisius of kinas, and to take the tekus and get some terutzim. But that's the yisoid. That's the yisoid of chinuch. That's the yisoid of the chinuch of life is on the leila seder. Rabbi say it's all kashas. What such shvacha terutzim? You didn't even answer the kids' kashas. Anyone who reads the Dagoda as any masters in education will be the. You're not talking to the child. Answer the kasha. First of all, I want to discuss your kasha about Mara. In response to your kasha and kasha about Mara, anyone who would have a master's in education would say, respond, you know, to the kasha and refer to the kasha as you're responding to. We don't do anything of that. We don't do anything. We don't even discuss it. We can't even figure out. We have to give Beis Halevis and Shtiklach Torah of how is this actually a teretz of the kasha? The teretz is, the mice of the kasha is better than teretz. Yeah. Jewish history.
Just to clarify, the
kasha
is it only on the
Agar Natira
or both of them? Both to make on Bezol and
No. The
kasha
was only about
Agar
Natira.
Why would the make on
Bezol
also automatically work?
No, because now you're paying. Now you created a wall. You created a wall.
But it's not one of the walls that the first mission deals with in terms of. Isn't the Mekan Bezol a little bit weaker?
Okay, but it's a Beka. It's a Beka, and there's no Chiv in the first place, so it's all about Makom Shenago. It's a good Hara. I hear what you're saying. Yes, Sammy.
I don't know.
However, I have a lot more to say.
I don't know if this works with the Baal HaMor because he would hold that it's not a shutfin. But if this Gemara is talking about a shutfin, then can't you say they opted out and then they can use the shomer just to protect the property?
Yeah, but the problem is, has that helped with their Isaac Ria?
Maybe they opted out of it. They don't care.
I don't know. The Baal HaMor is saying they're opting in. Right? There's a chiyuv here. So some sort of chiyuv.
I don't know how it would work for the Baal HaMor, but maybe you could say this Gemara is something about a shutfin they're opting out. I don't know how it would answer Baal HaMor, though.
Yeah, and also, if you're saying that there's a Hezek Riya impetus over here, according to Rashi, not like the other Rishonim, so then you're going to have to make it some sort of a solution for Hezek Riya. Rabbi Sai, you can all just belt out, like, that's Geshmak Akash. That's a good Kash. Okay, more Kashas to come. So then the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, we have another option. And not only Dvei Netira, Rishayna Shniya V'Shlisha Sika Benayim. Tana Kama Sovar Revi Yisudi Yoivle, Ava Rishayna Shniya V'Shlisha Lo Yoivle, Revi Yisoda Rishayna Shniya V'Shlisha Nami Yoivle. So now the Gemara throws out a fascinating Machlekes. No, everyone's paying to make Ganem Bezol. You're right, that's not the Nekudis HaMachlekes. That's not the machloikas, the difference between the two tanoim. The two tanoim is how many walls are you paying for? You paying for the first, second, and third, or are you paying for the fourth? Or for all four, sorry. Are you paying? Wrong. Are you paying for 1, 2, 3, and 4, or are you just paying for 4? Tanakama holds you're just paying for 4. And Rabbi Yossi, very geschmack in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Megalgalin Olam HaSakol, you have to pay for Yantzazach. Why? What's going on over here, everybody? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? Why wouldn't you have to pay? What's going on? You have an answer or a question?
No, I mean, I think just the same question that.
No, I asked the question.
No, I'm saying the same thing if it's Hezri or not.
No, before that.
According to who?
I'm just asking Pashup Shat. Why wouldn't you have to pay 1, 2, 3?
Maybe you're Messiah-ish.
You're Messiah-ish? Where's the Yesh? Ain't Shum Yesh, but I just quoted Rav Nachman Breslov.
No, it's like the Mishnah says you're building 1, 2, 3, and then you build a fourth wall. So after because you...
You're very similar to what Rashi says. Rashi says... Where is this Rashi? The Tana Kama Sover? Do you remember Maslow? Is that right? Yeah. The May Revius Yohivle. I'm asking to you that you have to pay the fourth. Why? What's the difference? A wall's a wall. Aval the May Rishenis Lo Yohivle. Why? Shekvar Yotza Mehem Zakai Bebezdin. Because what? You already came out and had a celebration party after we won the Din Torah. Is it Pshat and Rashi that you actually went to Bezdin? Is that Pshat? Is that the Ukimta over here? Actually, each time, just by the way, the Gemara never said this, but each time you walked into Beis Din and we had a celebration that we won. I don't think that's what Rashi means. Chevro, what does Rashi mean? Adam, you tell me what Rashi means, or you're throwing me a kasha?
No,
I need some momentum over here. I need to move.
I think it's an answer to Rebbe's question.
What? What are you saying?
I'm saying the reason why you wouldn't have to prove the first three is because since
what was that? I just asked Rashi. Give me a second. Well, what did Rashi mean? Just help me out over here. I'm asking for some help in the sugya. Can I get a shalom yeshuv over here? Help me out over here. What's going on? What does Rashi mean?
You're not Bezdin Mamish.
Medina.
You're not Chayiv in the first three.
Great. Givaldik. Excellent. It's exactly the trap I want to set you up into. Shahayu Sham Yomim Rabim. Because Rashi clarifies. He says, there are a lot of days over here. V'lo yu ilulo. Vim gadra nikav l'revias lo yoiv le'midik l'prisha shekvar yotzi yidei Bezdin mehem. L'rabi yoisi lo'ishna gadra nikav lo'ishna makiv. Well, I'm sorry, Rashi there goes weiter in the Gemara, whatever. He clearly had a gears of change. So now what happens? So it says that Julian said very well, right? Julian said very well, right? That what? You're not chayiv. So Mimele, it's like as if you walked out of Bezdin and celebration, right? Gevaldik. Celebration. Gevaldik. Throw a party. And now what happens? There's a fourth wall. Tanakama holds what now? What? What? You're only chayav for one.
For this wall,
right? Good. And Rabbi Yossi holds what? Chayav for all. Megalom nasakol. I understand something. How did we neutralize that chiyav on 1, 2, and 3?
It wasn't valuable.
So if I would say that in lamdisha terms, see, there wasn't a. If I would go to Bnei Brak right now and I would speak to Rav Garboz, right?
Yeah.
If I would speak to him and he would say, what's the vort? The vort is there was never a what?
Sheva.
There was never a?
No.
There was never a machayev. That's what you would say, okay? You got one in the window, everybody said. We're going to go. I'm sending guys to Mir. Let's go, right? Moshe Bach. That's the way he talks right now, right? There's never a machayev. There's never a machayev. So how does Julian say what he said? Corrective Shmuel Rizovsky. I understand this Rashi. Rashi's saying, Kfar Yotza Bezdin Zakai. But you never had a chiyev! You can tell me that there was a yeish, there was a mechila, something like you're saying, that there was it was fargan, it's lost, because what? It's up kapaskind. We had the chiyev, he never munned you, he never asked you for that money. Garnish, mechila, yeish, gevaldik. Up over here, what? Rabbi Yossi is not mechayiv you before the fourth wall is there. Even Rabbi Yossi Amachmira says what? You should only have to pay the first three went what? Once there's a fourth. So how can you now come and turn around and say, according to the Tanakama, there's Yotza Bezdin Zakai. It was never a Bezdin. It was never a Machayiv. Even a virtual Bezdin. It was only being Nimchalan. Very schwer. Big Kasha. How do you understand this Lashon of the Gemara to be Machayiv between 1, 2, 3, and 4? You hear the fourth? You hear the Kasha? Yeah.
No, I just don't understand. Isn't that exactly what Rashi's saying, that there's no machayev, 1, 2, 3.
No. Kfar Yotza be Bezdin. I'm Zakai. There was a dentira over here.
I thought we were saying like
Zokter Shmuel, how can you say that? How can you say I walked out? How could no How could you even say Yotzah Zaka Bebezdin means you won on those?
I mean, it was set up already.
No, I didn't.
It was set up
that way. There wasn't a Chiv.
The Chiv's not placed on him, Bebezdin.
What's the Nakudas HaMachlekes in Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi?
Bebezdin didn't put in the Chiv.
Well, how do Tanakam respond to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi walks into the room. He says, I fourth world, you got a geschmack on all from these four worlds. You're fully encompassed. You're told there's a whole circumference over here. You're totally got to pay up. Says Tanakam, you're right. The fourth wall, I have to pay up. But the first three walls, you know very well, I don't have to pay up. You know why? Because I won those cases. Rabbi Yossi turns back to me and says, what cases? I never was machai of you on those four walls. It's azah when I put a fourth wall there. Now I can amon you on those three kids. I never had a half a minute to bring you to Bezdin for the first three walls. So what's fayot to Bezdin? Rabbi Yossi, open your eyes, read the Rashis. The sugi is what's going on. That's a bomb kasha. Another bomb, another bomb kasha. Oh, you're going to have to wait till the child for this, Teretz. Yeah.
Why can't you say that?
It's another shmooze, Rabbi said. It's another shmooze. Chuppah and the child is hainu hach.
Why can't you say that the Chiyuv is usually the last of the Shabbat or the Hotel?
Not going weiter on that one. I'm not shmooze. I meant what I said.
You did the Chiyuv is the last of the Shabbat or the Hotel. There's no Shabbat here. So the Shabbat is zero. That's why you're puzzling.
Huh?
Since the Nikach has Yodoh HaYonah.
Whoa, no, stop. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never even heard these phrases before. And stop and ask me in 20 minutes. Right there.
Wait.
Yeah. I'm not handling Havaminas. This is a din.
Why don't we just say
this? It's not a Havamin. This is Tanakama. This is what Tanakama is holding on the first three walls. Yotza Zakai. It's Nimchal. It's gone. Even if you accept Zevi, Avromi, even if you accept his pshat and you change it from Yeish to Mechila, that he was already Meichel on that. No, he wasn't. There was never a Chiv. The Chiv kicks in later. Exactly like Rabbi Yossi is saying. What?
Basin decided there was no Chiv.
But now there is.
Right. So Kar Zaka Bezdin.
But there's never a Machayev for those.
It's possible.
You can't tell me, Bezdin didn't Machayev those when a Chiyuv kicks in. Now the Chiyuv kicks in.
Right, I'm saying there was never one of the...
Now the Chiyuv kicks in! Now, I don't want to know about then.
But you could have thought to say then.
Rashi is explaining Tanakamo. He's saying, I'm never going to be Machayev you even today. You know why? Because you won those Dinei Torah. What does that help me? Yeah, Judah.
I know, like the sugya with chulin, when we said like the basar chal of like at a certain.
What point, are you doing?
No, at a certain point, like there's a machlokas if the iser like comes back, or once it's called, it can't come back.
So no shaykes. Dini
momentus.
No. Can't. And if anything, you would say fakir. If it comes back, so then it comes back.
So say that one hole that doesn't come back, on it will come back. And once it's called,
there's a debt over here. There's a chi of momentus over here. I had to get around it. Sorry. Yeah, guys, I gotta go. I gotta move. If there are any like earth shattering kashas, yeah, I'm roaming. No, I'm being makel also because I want to be nice at the beginning. Soon I'm not gonna be nice. Yeah.
The question is, why? How can Rashi say that they went to Bezdin and then Nikach won because there's no
Chiyuv? Yeah, the Reb Shmuel saying when's the Machayev kick? Everyone agrees. Even Tanakama agrees. The Machayev only kicks in later. No one wanted to be Machayev beforehand. By the way, and therefore that Svara should not be a Hezber in Tanakama. Should still be Chayev. I don't understand Tanakama. Yeah, correct. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, I just thought of an akuda of another thing that I was Masbir and the kashas that I asked on the first day. Lefi Rashi, which I don't understand, I could now be Matar, it's another kasha that I had. And just keep this alive and in your mind. I asked you, why did the Gemara say, the Mishnah say, the Rishonim asked this kasha? I think the Ritva asks Kasha, the Rashba asks Kasha. Why did the Gemara say Goder is Harishayna Vesashniya Vesashlishis? Who cares? Goder Shloishton. Like, stop telling me a segmented story. Oh, who has a teretz now? But if you understand that it's what? The mechanics over here is working out what? No, by each Zach, there was Epis Apsak. Yotza based in Zakai. So now there was a Dintoira on each wall. Now makes a difference that it was done like that. Stay tuned, everybody. So that kasha is going to come back in Mirtzah Shem in future sugyas on Daf Hey Medalf. Yeah.
I'm holding my Zeka, yeah?
Yeah.
So can we say that the three, like it was segmented because there's three Din Torah, maybe like a Chazaka, and then it's like a kind of like a tennis party or like a claim against that, like that we don't care about it anymore. So building the fourth, we get you out of that as a Greek.
Everybody say, whenever, here's my problem. Whenever you have a din Torah, you have a toiveya that's bringing a nitba to court. It means there's a litigant, there's a prosecutor, and there's a defendant. I don't think the guy's prosecuting yet. That's my problem with Rashi. The prosecutor is only making his claim after the fourth wall's there, because he understands that there's something insufficient in the field beforehand. So if there's no prosecutor yet, so we never had a virtual din Torah. Vaiter. Vaiter. Just kashas to learn a Gemara, but I really should just put a Gemara on the Maron Kremis. So then the Gemara goes weiter and says, what? Achloik is Iba Yisema. Oh, this is where things get interesting. Iba Yisema makiv in Nikav Ibnayu. The Tanakam Rasar, time of the Amen Nikav, the Magalam was a Kola, the Amen Makav in Nois and Law, the Mayor Bias. Rabbi Yisrael, Lashon Nikav, Lashon Magav, and Mamad Vigadar, Magalam Sakol, Lishna Achrina, Makav in Nikav, Ikumanayu, Faker, Tanakam Savarim, Gadar Makav is a Revius, Nami Yoivle, Rabbi Yisrael Savarim, Amen Nikav, Vigadar is Revius, who the Yoivle, the Goli died at the Nichole, Alam Gadar Makav, Lo Yoivle, Midi, Geshmaka, Geshmaka Gemara. What was the last Hezbollah Gemara? What was the last Iba Yisema? Two versions of the same Yisoid. Just the child of who's Machmir, who's Mekel. Tanakam Rabbi Yosi. What's the Nakuda? Does it matter what the million-dollar question of who built the wall? Is the Mechayiv of the who built the wall, this is what we were talking about when we learned the Mishnah with the Girsas of Im Ahmad, is that a shifting the guy or not? Is the Mechayiv of now kicking in only if the Nikav built the wall? Or even if the Makiv built the wall? Why would anyone make a difference? At the end of the day, you're getting the same hana.
It's about Megaladas.
It's up to Gemara, Svara of Giloy Das. Good. You were Megaladas that you really like that. I don't really understand that. But right now, I don't want to ruin the next sugya. So we're going to hold on that Svara. But that needs explanation. What in the world does your Giloy Das make any difference? Jeremy, you asked that kasha? That's a you type of kasha. Well, very nice, Giloy Das. It's a nice song. But who cares? Lamaisi, you were Nana. Lamaisi, you got paid. Right? It's very nice. Everyone hear that, Rabbi Yisai? Okay, let's hold on that kasher. Mirtz Hashem, good. That's the svar of the Yamsha Shlomo and Baba Kama. He doesn't even understand why that makes any sense. Good, we have to get back to that. That's a bomb. That's a hard sugya. Next sugya, Nen and Mishdarshe. Oh, it's big stuff coming up. Rabbi Yisai, comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, back it up. Back that track. Beep, beep, beep. I don't understand what's going on in this sugya. Back it up from like kashas that no one was asking me from day one in this sugya. Well, like, I don't understand this sugya at all. What are you doing? And what did Gemara just entertain? Amad Makif? Amad Makif? What did Balamor say? You didn't even approach me? You didn't even discuss it with me, Zalta Balamor? Because if you would have discussed with me, maybe I would have paid. But now that you didn't discuss with me, now I'm not going to pay anything? Amad Makif? Who in the world are you to do service on my property? Boy, I got a call yesterday as I was leaving YU. And I like these calls. My wife always makes fun of me. But like whenever someone calls, like, you won $400,000. You won a free yacht to this. Like, I was like, hey, maybe it's Emmis. And my wife starts laughing. Like, you know, you never, like, going out at the beginning of my marriage, I used to call back, stay on the hold for 6 hours, you know, like, could you just stop already? It's like, it's a scam, like this and that. So a guy called, listen, if I have an opportunity to save money, I get excited. So a guy calls me yesterday and he says, how much is your electric bill a month? And he mom just called me on my phone, fine. So, by the way, all the potential scam, you know, you have that option of potentially, I answer all the potential scams. So, like, I don't even know why I did it on my phone, because I still want to know, maybe it's a way to save money. So I say, hello, fine. So he says, how much do you pay for your electric bill a month? So I said, the MS, I have no idea. I gave him my wife's number. I said, you have to call. But like, I said, please don't give it to someone else, whatever, this, that. He says, I could set you up to pay less than $100. I'm saying verbatim. Like less than $100 a month by putting, what? Solar panels. Mama, she hit me in the right place. Like, solar panels, like, right? So I'm like sitting, we're eating dinner with the family last night. So I'm like, did anyone call you about solar panels? Or so Tzvi even says, we're not putting solar panels on our roof. We just did construction. What are you with solar panels? I'm like, I could save money. Why'd you do construction? You know, like, you ruined your roof. Like, oh, because that was dumb. So I was just thinking, in this sugya, Let's say this guy would come and he would put the solar panels on. Aggressive guy. You know, it's not right, solar energy is really not, it's not clicking, even though the government's trying to get us to shift everything and pushing gas prices to everything and change the climate, right, and everything, right? But Lamaise is not working. So what do you have to do? So Biden's gonna have to get a little more aggressive. He's gonna tell the solar companies, just put it on the roof without asking. Nemesis, if you do that for me, I'd probably be happy. Because then I don't have to go through my wife. You know what? Save the money right away. Geschmack. Right? So what's the din? You ever think about that? What about the snowstorm, Rabbi say? And the guy, the kids, right? Kiva and Svi, their mommy business, they made $104 each the last snowstorm. It's a pella. Mom herself was like, why are you guys going to school? What are you doing? And they told me, like, they really could have made more, but there were a few miscommunications with the guys. And, like, it's hilarious. Apparently, when the little girl answered the door, so she said, do you want us to shovel? So she said, sure. So, like, the little girl's like, oh, mommy, some nice boys. They decided to shovel. Like, she's just like, what? Like, where are you from? Like, you know, so, oh, you know what? We'll give you a tip, $10. A tip? You know, like, let's say they would do it without speaking to them. You know, just automatically, and then just come, oh, by the way, we took care of the service, right. And there's a service that you want. That would be smart, right? You're just, right? So what would it? Yoyred l'toich sodeh shel chaveiro. Are you chayev or not, Rabbi said? It's a fascinating shayla. Guy paints your car. A guy fixes your dents. A guy does something that he knows, you know what? I don't want to tell him. Life is full of surprises, and sometimes you need a good surprise. So I'm going to do it on my own. But Lamai said, at the end of the day, I didn't ask you for this service. So you chayev or potter. So guys, before you answer this question based on what you saw in the Meir de Gemar Mamitziah, Rabbi said, and we're not done with that Gemar Mamitziah. There's another part of the Gemar Mamitziah that's going to even have more shaykhs to the sugya. Mitzvah Hashem, when we see Rav Naftali, go oinis Rav Naftali Trump in our sugya, Rabbi said. But stay tuned. What would you thought, Misvara Chitzayna? Guy comes and he does the work. I don't know. If you would ask me, well, tell me if I'm wrong. I would say there's no way you're chayv. What are you doing? No one asked you, right? What?
Zenana maybe.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like, you're not high. Zenana of Zelachoser is Potter, right? Who are you? I didn't ask you to do the service. If I called you up, great. Mechatesi, you can start doing things on my property. That's Gezel. What are you doing? You shouldn't even touch my property. Right? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, quotes Machlek is Rabin Shmuel. And the Gemara says what? The Gemara says that they're not even debating. Zokter Papa, they're not even arguing. Zokter Heiliger of Papa, and he says, it's not a difference. One day I said Yado al Yoina, one day I said Yado al Tachtoina. By the way, what is al Yoina? What is Tachtoina? What's going on over here? So I told a few of you, right? I should get paid double over here. I should be a professor over here because I help you guys in business also. So we learned about depreciation, we learned about real estate, and now I'm going to tell you about something else that you better make sure, no matter what endeavor that you're going to get into, okay? I never heard this in Sisems, but it's a Pasha principle, and that's going to be the ABCs, right? Your Shvach has to be better than your Hotzos, okay? Never was discussed. But that's like the ABCs. You got it. Whatever you're going to do, you got to make sure your shvach is going to be better than your tzos. So now the shaila is, so now you did the service on your own. I know a lot of guys that their shvach is not better than their tzos. But day one, it has to be. Don't tell me future. Day one, the shvach has to be better than their tzos. Okay? Now. So now I did it on my own. So what do I have to pay? Do I say whatever is greater, that's what I'm going to pay? Or do I say, no, yodala tachtoina, whatever is less? Meaning, in a lot of situations, the shvach could be less than the otzah. The otzah could be less than the shvach. It depends. How much is the investment and how much is the shvach? When I come to you and I say, pay for what? Pay for the amount I gained? Or pay for the amount that you were moitzi? So the Gemara says, it depends. Sometimes this is higher, sometimes this is higher. So the Gemara says, if, Zoktor Papa, it depends on the field. If it's a sada, suyelita, or what? A house that really needs these items. I don't think solar panels would be an example of that. Bahariah, I got shut down at dinner last night, right? Can't automatically assume that every house gets solar panels, right? It's a big eyesore now. It's not so popular right now, right? So that's not a sada, a suilita. So then what would I have to pay him? Yadala tachtoina. Whatever's less. Shvach adaitza. But if what? If it's a yada, a suilita, if the guy put on what? He pasha put on chveis in air conditioning. I don't know. What else? Give me another example. He shoveled for me. He mamash did something that everyone does this. His mamash an enhancement to my property. He mowed my lawn, right? So then, yado al ha el yoinu. That's the Gemara. That's the end of the first half of the Gemara. Avram, you have a question? You're like iffy. You're like, yeah. You're doing tachman over there. What's going on?
Maybe these two pieces are a little different.
Well, slow down. Good. I didn't even say anything yet. So Zokter Ramban, now the Ramban's talking. Zokter Ramban. Zokter Ramban, you need this Gemara to explain our Gemara. Who in the world made you king? Who in the world brought you to my property? How in the world are you moneying me? How are you toivea anything for me? Who asked you to do this? Zokter Ramban hafladik. Zokter Ramban, that's the premise of our sugya. Our sugya is a yori letuch shadish chashna chavero. You can't learn Baba Basra without Baba Metzia. Yesterday we learned that you can't learn Baba Basra without Baba Kama. And it's not because we're learning Ian. No, Pashup Shat. Ramban, that's a basic kasha, Rabbi said. Do you realize what I'm saying to you? Without the Ramban, you can't understand the basics of this Gemara. I can talk now and learning with a guy in the base medrash, like, he doesn't know that what the Ramban said on Baba Basra? You need the sugya Baba Metzia kafalit. But the Ramban says, Vayter Gevaldik! Listen to what the Ramban says. He says, this is the Hezber in the Machloikas Amoroim. What is the Nekudas Amachloikas between Rav Chiya Bar Rav and who and Rav Huna? Why does one guy say you pay to make Konim Bezol? And one guy say what? You pay Lefi Mashe Godar. What's the Nekudas Amachloikas? Zok the Ramban, so we thought that it was an arbitrary Machloikas. How much? How much is then? How much is this? Says the Ramban, no! It's Beferish the Gemara and Bamitzia. Rav Papa told us that what? Depending on whether or not it's a Sada, a Suya Ligdor, Sada, Lita, if it's a field that really usually receives plants, then that's going to depend how much I can receive out of you, how much I can mun, how much I can tevea from you, how much I can extract from you. So, Dr. Ramban, that's exactly the Machlokes, Chiya Bar Rav, and Rav Huna. Their Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether or not this Gedar, these Gedarim, by this field, no matter how you slice it, Hezekria, Shmira, whatever it is whether or not this is a Sadeh HaAsuya Lita or not. If you hold it to Eino Asuya Lita, so you paid to make Hanab Zol. If you hold what? If it's a Sadeh HaAsuya Lita, then you don't take it, you pay Lefi Mashe Godar. That's the Yisoid of the Ramban. Rabbi Isai, we are out of time. But I have a question to add to my kashas. And this is not my kasha. This is a kasha of Rishmul Rozovsky as well. But it's a kasha that I originally saw in a sefer that I picked up the day before Zman. Not this Zman. The day before the original Zman in Rav Azriel's favorite farm store in Muncie. You guys know what I'm talking about? No, not Lishka's Asfarim. The old one. The one in the back. Yeah, by the atrium, right? So I was slipping through this farm. The boys wanted to go, whatever. We were by the atrium for some reason. I don't remember. And I found this sefer, Mata Yosef, Talmud Kamponovich. Good stuff. So I said, it was like, wow, I don't know. This farm there, like, mamash, $3, right? I said, this is Gevaldik. I got Oilam Haba for $3. Unbelievable. Let's give Shema. So he worked on this kasha. There's a few tirus in this kasha. But let's appreciate the kasha before we get to the tirus. What did the Ramban say? What's the Nakuda of our sugya? What's the Yisoid of our sugya? Our sugya is called... What's the sugya Mamatziah called, everybody saying? Next time you walk down the street and you walk into shul, what are you going to talk about? You're going to think about those high school kids and you're going to say that they're going to do the job, solar trip. Yoyrid Tarech Sadesh HaChavera. I could... That's a, you guys were talking to me in Seder. A few guys said, this is a good way to make money. Force it on the guy. Yoyrid Tarech Sadesh HaChavera. Right? There was some story. Ask anyone have a Shaychus to Simcha Willig? You guys know Simcha Willig, teaches in IBC? So he had some story years ago when we were in Karen Biavna. Some story that some guy called me up with. If you interact with him, ask him about this. Some guy was trying to impress a girl and he fixed her car, something like that, without her. And she was so not into him, she didn't want to pay. But he called me with the shy. He met this guy on some college campus, whatever, and this was the story. The guy just fixed the car, you know. He had ulterior motives, but then when it didn't work out, he's like, okay, pay me for it. I was like, this is Gemara Mamatziah. I remember he asked me this kasha. We were living, my wife and I were living in the Heights. I was still in Kail in YU over here. This was the Shiloh. He was with this guy. Ask him. Anyone who sees him, ask him this kasha. The guy from college and the car and the girl, ask him the kasha. But he said, I don't understand the Ramban. It's geschmack. It's exciting. I don't understand the Ramban. The boy said, when you open up a Baba Kama, you read through Rashi's Mogasra. Why are you paying? What's the chiv? No. Yesterday, if I were to ask you, what's the word of while you're paying, Rabbi? So what does the Gemara Baba Kama say? Toshma. You're paying for what?
For Hana.
Rashi says, Dahani le the Hana. Are you Nana? You're only Nana once there's a fourth wall. You're only Nana from this fourth wall. What's going on over here? Ramban says that's not what you're paying. Ramban said you're learning the wrong sugya. Ramban says we have to understand Baba Basra in light of what? Baba Metzia Kufalos. So I'm paying Mitam Yoyrit? I'm paying because I did a job? It has nothing to do with your Hana. It's not because of Nenet. But the Gemara Baba Kama says this is a riot to what? This is a riot to what? To Nenet Viloi Choser! Toshma! Zenet Vizel Choser is Chayim! No! Hakim Yisere! What was Bechlav Avri in the Gemara? This Gemara Baba Basra Ramban? Did you see the Ramban? It's Yairid! My Rabbi said, what's going on? I ripped apart this Gemara! I don't understand this Ramban from the beginning to the end. If I didn't have a Gemara Baba Kama, great. A Toshma, a Zenon of Zol Chaser, great. But I know from Baba Kama that the Mechayiv over here is Hano. It's not out. Yoyrid, pay me for my job. It's Maraps and Igri. It's a Pele. What's going on over here, Rabbi Isai? There's a totally different Mechayiv. Totally different Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Totally different Masechta. Yoyrid B'tzuk Tzad Shachavero has nothing to do with Hano. Has nothing to do with the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara never interchanges the two. It's totally Gantzenu Sugya. It's a Simcha Willig Sugya. Rabbi Isai, I want you to think about all these kashas. But I want to ask a favor. And this is going to sound a little weird. I don't think it's Kedai. I know I'm sorry about the scheduling. And I got Vada, Rabbi Isai. I don't have to say and strengthen the Rabbi Isai. The fact after the shmuz of Achetoru et Ha'ava, Achetechpot, that everyone, if you want to stay, whatever, wherever you are, you don't want to come to yeshiva, I can't tell you where to be. To start making cheshbonos like that, the current person sitting in this room that I'm going to have to answer to the Rabbanu Shalom, it's posh that we should not cause this to be a siva for Bittul Torah. But I don't think it's kedai. This is my opinion. I don't think it's kedai to go on in Mar Mekayos. And the reason is for this following. The following reason, whatever, okay, is as follows. If you guys finish up the Mar Mekoymes and then the delay on Shir, it's not going to be good. See, one of the milas that we have on our schedule, to stop the recording, one of the milas that we have